USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
But this is about disparate treatment.
That's one of the organizers of the Justice for J6 rally, which is wrapping up near the Capitol. They've protested the treatment of hundreds of suspects in the January attack on Capitol Hill. There was sturdy fencing up again around the Capitol building as well as the Supreme Court and a very heavy police presence. In fact, the National Guard was staged nearby, but they were never needed, at least not so far, and the crowd is heading home. Environmental and animal rights groups both blasting the Department of the Interior's decision to allow a bison hunt in Grand Canyon National Park. The park system says it authorized it because the bison population has grown so rapidly it's harming the environment. Organizations are arguing in a letter that that region is natural bison territory, making them native and non-invasive to the area. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
A U.S. military mistake kills 10 Afghan civilians, including children. It happened in a drone strike last August. Now that all the information is in and the investigation complete, the head of CENTCOM issues this apology.
This strike was taken in the earnest belief that it would prevent an imminent threat to our forces and the evacuees at the airport. But it was a mistake, and I offer my sincere apology.
But beyond condolences and apologies, the General Keith McKenzie added,
I am fully responsible for this strike and this tragic outcome.
Another twist in the story of the missing Florida woman, 22-year-old Gabrielle Petito. Now a massive search is underway for her fiancé as well. Detectives in Northport, Florida say they're looking for Brian Laundrie, the person of interest in the disappearance of Petito, who went missing in August during a cross-country road trip with Laundrie. Now he's gone, and his family says they haven't heard from him since Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The U.S. surpassing another milestone and doing so rather quickly since the last one. The CDC's coronavirus tracker confirming now over 42 million cases since the global outbreak began. Just 1 week ago, they announced that 41 million cases had been tallied. Meanwhile, a number of state officials, mostly Republicans, are bucking the latest COVID-19 mandates coming out of the White House. As we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, one of 27 Republican attorneys general vowing to fight President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate, told Newsmax.
For decades now, we've heard that the Democratic Party was supported, was going to unite America. They told all of the citizens, American citizens out there, you need to elect us because we're here to unite everyone. And since COVID, all they've done is divided America.
I'm Brad Bernards.
And tomorrow night's the big night for TV. Well, not that award shows are quite as big as they used to be, but the 73rd Primetime Emmys are kicking off at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS tomorrow evening. That ceremony will also be available to stream on Hulu with live TV, YouTube TV, Roku, a lot of them. This year's red carpet's going to be smaller than previous years, just about 500 guests attending the ceremony in L.A. compared with several thousand in normal years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.